listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prof. Also on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, Tuesdays 10 p.m. and Thursdays 7 a.m. The Graham Edge Band, and from the album Kick Off Your Muddy Something. Muddy, what? Muddy Boots. Oh, well, that makes sense. My Life's Not Wasted is the name. Graham Edge, of course, you know, and Adrian Gervitz, I believe, was on that album as well. You heard in there also from the album Mad Hatter that came out in 1977, Chick Corea, the late great Chick Corea, and a track called Falling Alice. And then that set off Thin Lizzy, Nightlife from 1974, and one of my favorite tracks of Thin Lizzy, Showdown, little funky side of the band. Before, you know, they didn't. They tried it for a while, and it was good. I always liked that funky side. And I actually did a cover of that tune. And if you know, if you listen to the lyrics of Showdown, it's all about bad guys and doing stuff and that. And then, so I wrote an extra verse at the end about the consequences of the people that Phil was writing about in the first part of the songs. And so, yeah. One guy went to jail, one guy was killed, and, you know, just, you know, the logical conclusion of leading that kind of lifestyle. Anyway, that's just me as an adult. I think I'm an adult. Anyway, Deep Purple coming to Abbotsford here in BC. It's going to be interesting. September the 2nd is coming up soon. It's August 21st, so what's that? a week or two, maybe. I don't know. People are already hitting me up for rides to Abbotsford because it's not a usual kind of venue. So we've got Kansas and Jefferson Airplane, or Jefferson Starship. I'm not much sure which one it is. I'm not sure how many original band members are in any of these. Well, I know Deep Purple, but the Kansas and the other one, the Jefferson thing. I'm not sure how many people are still in the band. Grace Slick. I mean, long gone. Earl Slick, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, it'll, and it's in a venue I've never been to, and at least for a gig. I may have done some movie work in there at some point. But it's going to be interesting driving out, and I may go out in the afternoon because the traffic out there can be kind of nasty on right at that time. So, which means I might run into the band at some point and see if they're hanging out at the venue or whatever. What else? What can I tell you? Yeah, so we played a lot of Deep Purple last week, and so we're not playing any this week, but we'll probably play some next week. And so, yeah, we'll get into that. All right, let's get back into, well, kind of Deep Purple related. The Steve Morse Band. Steve left Deep Purple, what, a year ago, maybe, or so. And he's put out this new album called Triangulation. And we're going to play a track from it. And it is called March of the Nomads with Scott Sim, featuring Scott Sim. And so we're going to play that because I'm a big Steve Morse fan. Interesting comments that I've heard about Steve Morse's time in Deep Purple. And he was there for a long time. He was there for a good 20 years. That he was too good for Deep Purple. When they say too good, I think they meant like some of his arrangements and rearrangements of classic Blackmore solos were a little bit fancy. I can see that. I can see that. Steve is definitely an intricate guitar player. And yeah, definitely a little bit different than Richie Blackmore, who, of course, last week got up on stage with his old bandmates and the Jones Beach of a venue, which I we talked about that last week. Very big deal for all Deep Purple fans to see video of Richie getting up on stage. Not looking too well is what I can say, but he is. I think he's in his 80s, and yeah, they're still rocking though. All right, let's get into the Steve Morse Band track. This is March of the Nomads.